as we get set to go here in the second period of the second game in their first ever trip to the tournament, the state tournament, the B-Schools Championship at Spokane Arena. I'm Tomas Meath with RBI Game of the Week. And the defense good as they did to start. Adam Schirmer being called for his own double dribble, but he caused the turnover. Thought he had an extra opportunity to control the ball, but the officials here right on top of it. Tom Jones giving a laugh over here to the press bench. Looks a little bit like Tom Jones, not quite the same here, but I'd buy that he's a blood relative. Andy Welsh set back in for the Broncos. McPherson as well, one of the starters. Nick Ashley off for Cameron Stevenson, and Jake Crack back in to start the quarter. Tries to force the action over Bright, and Lamza comes down with it. Reeves gets the bounce pass, and here we go. 5 or 4 on 4. Reeves slows down. Back to Lamza, out to Schildmeier on the left. 7.5 to go here. Just a half a minute into the second period, and Kings West doing a good job. We're sitting in front of the Lynn Ritzfield cheerleaders. We moved away from the band, you might be able to hear from time to time. Dan Smith to Schildmeier cutting. Dishes out. Good job by Schildmeier. Smith having Moore now to Reeves. Marking up against Andy Wells, standing in the corner to Stan Moore. Bounces around McPherson. Double, triple team by Eric Bright. Bounces it up. And Jake Pratt high for the Broncos. Rebound with 1 minute away in the second period. Here come the Broncos down low to Stevenson, who tries to go up against Bright. Ill-advised. But Stan Moore gets it poked away by John McPherson. So let's keep our composure. And Coach Rick Walker in gesticulating from the bench. And Coach Dwight Bluegrass seems something he wants to talk over with his guys. So with 6:47 to go in the half, his team down by 7. Kings West leading 70-10. We'll take a short break. And we'll be there for that wheel exhibition. The St. Luke's Tornadoes from this area showing off how no matter what your challenge may be, you still can enjoy this game of basketball. We had a lot of fun following the Sonics wheelchair team yesterday at the 3A tournament. Jake Craig gets that rebound as we start to out of the break. 6.5 to go, and that long-range shot by Stevenson. He's bring down by Eric Bright. So he's blocked Stevenson, a rebound, and Stevenson and Cameron's got to think about some other options. Here comes Reeves, top of the key, other way. As he looks right to Stan Moore, goes instead to the left. Adam Schildmeier gets it to Moore at the top. They're featuring him a lot. I like to see the balance. You've got a lot of good scorers on the Kings West team, but the teamwork is awesome. It really keeps the balance going. Stan Moore drives the baseline, almost banks it in there on that. It's a very tough angle, and it's going to be a push by Stan Moore, who's upset. 5'10 senior forward, has many basketball players, never made a foul called against him that he agreed with. Well, that's not entirely true. And he just wants to do whatever he can. Very fiery player and does play under control. I can't recall that he's ever fouled out in my short time following Kings West. Good school, good bunch of kids. Great basketball program. Pretty good soccer, too. Kaylee Ross, senior forward guard for the Warriors. All Kitsap midfielder. Played on the North Kitsap Phoenix team. You've heard us follow at RBI Game of the Week in our Community Access TV coverage. Here comes Jesse Reeves on the rebound. 5.5 to go, leading 17-10. Not a lot of scoring action, but good defensive play. We mentioned the Broncos can join the Warriors in that defensive effort. Oh, Eric Bright outside the key into the corner for Schildmeier on the right. 3-point basket. Just undoes all I've talked about in terms of scoring, and it's 20-10, the biggest lead of the game, and driving the other way. It's number 21, Cameron Stevenson. No, it's Jake Phillips all the way. Puts it up and in. It's 20-12. So that 10-point lead evaporated. Schildmeier says, I feel it. And it looks like they're going to call Lansmer over the back on the rebound effort for that miss. So that is what they're looking for, though. Look for those shots that you feel. If you've got a good look, go for it. We've got the rebounding ability. Dan Moore, Adam Burleson out of the game right now. Battle well. And Moore will sit down with his 2 fouls and 3 points. David Steele steps in with his 2 points. And, of course, John Lamson, Eric Wright, Adam Schildmeier, all able to help out the rebound side of things. Here comes Andy Wellstand, the senior, running things for the Broncos. Back out to McPherson at the point, right-hand side to Cameron Stevenson. And they're moving the ball much quicker now, trying to break that zone. And that's what Coach Kugrath was talking about. And down low to Jake Pratt, and he puts it up and in the left block. So that is a strategy that's going to work. Three-quarter court pressure. Worked well against the girls. Let's see if we can break them down with some of that pressure. The old-time full-court press. Warriors solve it. Reeves, cross-court pass, goes high to pull it down from Lamsma. Schildmeier into the corner, but they're going to go right to David Skills. Finds Lamson at the three-point line in the corner. Schildmeier over, but well guarded by Crack. Skills now into the corner. Eric Wright. And out comes Jesse Reeves, who doesn't want it. Skills will dribble across into that zone. That's a good idea. Penetrate a little bit. See if you can open people up. Intercepted by Stevenson as they try to go out wide. That's one of the problems of penetrating. And David Skills trying to defend. Allows Cameron Stevenson to put it in, and that's a big play for the Broncos to get them right back into this first half, second quarter, halfway through the second quarter. Now it's 20-16, and Stevenson will go to the line. And David Skills with one foul. That's five against the team here, four against the Broncos. So foul control. Something you want to watch for. Skills did a good job to recover, but you got to withstand that temptation to reach in. And Stevenson converts the old-fashioned three-point play to draw within 3 points of the Warriors. This press working to good effect. And the coach wanted to try that out along with the way to break the Warriors' defensive. And here's a way for Bright and Adam Schildmeier. Schildmeier missing the bank shot, gets his own rebound, and tries to control it with many around him. And now here comes the Broncos. With 3:45 on the clock, down by 3, 2017, cross court to Nick Ashley. He drives the lane. He's got three people to worry about, and Adam Schumer brings it down. He's got to be careful not to travel, as Dwight now controls under pressure by Andy Wellsand. And I think they're going to have to prove to Coach Dwight Bluegrass they can handle this pressure, as Andy Wellsand and the Broncos certainly showing they're capable of throwing it out there. Rick Walker, they've seen it, steals now. Rick Walker up to gesticulate on the offense. Reeves left-hand side. Lambs in the low. Schildmeier long. Three-range shot's going to heel off it. Right there to get it. Right place, right time. And top of the key. Schildmeier shooting in. And Steels looks like he's fouled, and they will call it the second time around as he tries to put it up, and Lambs and slaps him five. 3:08 in the clock. And Steels the line now to try to expand that narrowed lead. It's 2017 Warriors lead. And Stevenson with his first foul. Skills, the son of our photographer in the game, in our TV broadcast side of things. Steve Skills doing a lot of the videography, and some of the other parents joining in with yours truly, Tomas Smith. Skills makes the first, 21-17. Wants to make the second, get back up to five, and it almost bought it, but there was a lane violation. Ball against Kings West, so that'll be a miss no matter which way you look at it. Skills will sit down with Stan Moore checking back in. Moore's got two fouls. That is an important cog in this machine, as all the players have been throughout the season. From Philip Wrigley, the senior, Tyler Lyon, the junior, and Drew Moy, the junior, along with Adam Burleson, they'll use everybody. Sophomore David Skills, notable among them, Tyler Olson, also a sophomore, wearing number 12. Seeing some tournament action. Wellsand gives the ball back to Ashley. Ashley, one of those confident juniors you want to count on. Even though he doesn't start, he can help you out. Broncos now. Down low to Wellsand. And along the baseline, good job to Adam Schildmeier to pick that up. 2:43 on the clock and trying to build this four-point lead. Reeves drives, and it's going to be charging violation as Jake Pratt saw him coming. So not just too many black shirts in there. Maybe they got lost in that black curtain that separates the girls' court to the west of us, to our right, and the boys' court here on the east side of the Spokane Arena. And right underneath the S in Spokane Arena, we can stop Emil Heinzer, the athletic director. We'd like to say thank you to Kings West for their support and cooperation in us bringing you this activity, covering this wonderful Kitsap accomplishment. Kings West, a fine school. You talk to the coaches, players, adults, they enjoy the whole athletic team. Kings West, very much a big part of it. And this legacy extended here by their first ever trip to the BE State Tournament. We're glad to be a part of it. And there's going to be a foul from behind Eric Friday. Tried to get the ball into Jake Kraft. And foul is now becoming an issue as 2:18 on the clock in the half. Kings West with six total. Eric Bright, second personal. You don't want to have him get any more. And so Jake brought to the line in the bonus. So we're up to seven fouls. And in and out it goes. It rolls around the back of the rim. Eric Bright brings it down. Cameron Stevenson applying pressure while the defensive Bronco setup is made. Schildmeier, top of the key. Moore being tightly guarded. They're going to try to deny the ball. They've had a chance to see how you can do without too much pressure. How can you do with pressure? Around Schildmeier's stick, Moore gets the ball. Right-hand side, Eric Bright. Lansman now well outside the elbow in three-point country, as a matter of fact. Schildmeier being forced further and further from the rack. 1:48 on the clock in the half. Steele looks for three, but Wilson denies that. Steele confidently dribbles to his right and puts it in as it rolls roulette style and drops in. 23-17 the score. A minute and a half to go. That way high goes right to McPherson. And Wellstent will have it kicked out of bounds. And here comes Jesse Reed. He'll replace Stan Moore. And James Hark in the ball game for the Broncos and McPherson. Wellstent trying to find some options. Going to have a five count if he doesn't hurry. And Cooley pulls it out here to Nick Ashley, who dribbles down to the corner of the front court. Wellstent now. Back to Sark. James gives it into the corner here. Nick Ashley. Long range shot by Cameron Stevenson. Rebounded by Sark, who puts it back up in. And Eric Bright now between two Broncos pulls it down. Jesse Reeves has got to go around Wellstent all the way down in the corner. Left-hand side. Three-point shot. Foul. No call. Adam Schildmeier missing, and he did get fouled in the arms. All the way back trying to draw it down. Here's Sark and Cameron Stevenson in the corner. Sark takes the shot. Doesn't even hit the rim, but it may have skimmed the backboard. Jesse Reeves has to pull up a dribble. Needs help from Eric Bright, alertly coming back to help out his point guard. Steals in the left. Bright comes down. Schildmeier picking for Lamps on the right. Dribbling left and then right. Lamps gets the ball from Reeves. Working down to half a minute to go here in the half. 23-17, the six-point lead for the Warriors. Tomas made the RBI game of the week. Thanks to all of our sponsors supporting community media. We're very community-minded. Want to bring you these types of activities. And we welcome those who have been supporting our To Be Determined random series on art, culture, society, and the people who make it so. Schildmeier yo-yoing, 10 seconds on the clock, makes his move down the lane. It's going to be blocked by the shortest player out there. That's James Sartre. That timeout call by David Scales. Good job as his control of that ball. Very much a question. I'm very impressed with the sophomore guard out there doing a good job for Rick Walker and the teammates there as the parents and fans rise to cheer for him. Just 3 seconds on the clock, 23-17, and the half is about to end. We'll be right back. So as Tom Jones gets set to give the last 3 minutes to Adam Schildmeier and the team that's eye-sacking in front of us, making some wise comments about, well, it's a good play as long as you don't need that timeout later. Very, very, very congested, and Jesse Reeves cannot get off a good shot, just as I cannot get out some very good language here. The word stumbling in my mouth, and suffice to say, I'm impressed with this tournament. I'm impressed with both teams so far. Teams West goes in the locker room with their white-clad jerseys, leading 23-17 over the Lynn Richfield Broncos and the St. Luke Tornadoes. Team St. Luke rolls onto the floor to show us a little bit of wheelchair basketball action here on the east court of the Spokane Arena. We'll bring you some of that action as we check back shortly. It's halftime, Kings West leading 23-17, and we'll be right back for the second half right after this. I'm Tomas Nath with RBI, Game of the Week.